Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, a recent survey of physicians by the consulting firm Accenture found that one in three independent doctors is thinking about no longer accepting health insurance and going into what's being called high-end concierge care. That's patients paying the doctors directly, sometimes as much as $30,000 a year. And in exchange, those patients get to see the doctor whenever they want. Well, according to a report in Bloomberg Businessweek, a new trend is emerging: low-cost concierge care, such as Atlas MD. This is a family practice in Wichita, Kansas. They charge most of their adult patients just $50 a month for unlimited visits, free medical tests, house calls, even get the doctor's cell phone number. In a minute, we're going to hear from the Bloomberg reporter about what all this means, but first, let's hear from the doctor. Joining us from Wichita, Dr. Doug Nunnemaker, one of the co-founders of Atlas MD. Dr. Doug, as you say, welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine. Why'd you do this?
Well, my partner, Dr. Josh Umber, looked at healthcare and really wanted to define the single biggest problem. And for primary care, it was insurance and the way that insurance reimburses physicians. You know, physicians, when they were paid by patients, they were paid directly, whether it be with chickens or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we got into a system where we got used to insurance somehow, somewhere in the back office. Money exchanged hands and physicians were paid for their services. And not only does that drive up cost for insurance companies and patients, but physicians then have to pay staff to handle that. So we dropped all insurance from our clinic and just went with a direct primary care model where patients do pay us a monthly fee, and for that we'll see them as often as they need. Makes it very nice because now I don't have to bill and code and satisfy an insurance company for reimbursement.
Well, and we're going to dig deeper into this, but we understand that the median salary of primary care physicians, and this is primarily what we're talking about, is about $160,000 a year. That's not nothing, but that's certainly not what some doctors can make. And, you know, how much of your time and effort would you say was put into dealing with paperwork and insurance?
Oh, a considerable amount. Insurance companies are very smart in how they interact with physicians. You used to have, you know, the denial of a medication, let's say, that your nurse would be able to take care of, but then they got to where it would actually have to be the physician themselves who call, and then the insurance company would put the physician on hold for 10, 15, 20 minutes, knowing full well that I don't have that time. So we would end up just going a different route, and they wouldn't have to pay for anything. So the amount of paperwork is just absolutely amazing.
We called your office this morning, and you answered the phone. Do you not even have an administrative staff?
We have two physicians and one nurse. For some of the clinics that Josh and I have talked to, there's actually a local clinic that has six physicians and 62 employees. And all of that is designed to help move patients through. It's a patient factory, so you have people to sign patients in, to take them back to the room, to take them back out, the administrative staff, billers and coders. We have one nurse for two physicians, and we all answer the phones. We all wipe down the counters, clean rooms, take vitals. I mean, all of those savings are passed on to the patient.
But why would a patient do this? As we said, you charge $50 a month for
right.
care. But if somebody already has insurance, why would they pay an extra amount of money to go see you instead of going to see the doctor in their insurance practice?
You know, it's an interesting point. We get that a lot. You know, I think most people see concierge as very, very high cost once they realize that there are people out there that pay more for their Starbucks on a monthly basis than they would for our clinic. When they have regular insurance, some just like the fact that we'll come into the office after hours so you don't have to go to the emergency room. And some of those people that have insurance that's just costing them too much, we switch over to a high deductible plan, save them sometimes several hundred, and in one case, $1,000 a month for a young family. Before, all it was doing is going towards insurance, and they didn't see the doctor anyway.
Just to repeat that, it bears repeating, I think. So you're saying that if somebody does have insurance and sees you, you'd get them into a really high deductible, maybe $5,000 deductible plan, so that they would only use their insurance when they had something really serious and catastrophic, and they would come to you with the sniffles or, you know, maybe a broken arm or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking $50 a month to see you might offset, I know my emergency room fee with my very good insurance is $100 that I'd have to pay. Mm-hmm. So that's what some people might be seeing as a trade-off?
Sure. And some people, you know, what's interesting, people don't think about it, but the insurance ultimately gets to choose whether or not your emergency room visit is even covered. You know, if you go to the emergency room because you have a headache, they might just say, well, that wasn't an emergency. We're not going to cover that. The easiest way for people to understand health insurance compared to anything else is compare it to car insurance. Your car insurance pays for a car wreck. It does not pay for gas or oil or tires or car washes. Well, we're expecting health insurance to pay for surgeries and cancers and heart attacks and medicines and office visits, all of those things. Well, of course it's expensive. So if you switch someone to a major medical or a catastrophic plan, that's like car insurance. Now you're using your insurance for surgeries, not for the sniffles.
Well, but on the other hand, we hear that a lot of the people that are coming to these low-cost concierge practices like yours don't have insurance. So for them, that $50 a month with you is the health care they're going to get. What do you do if they come in and they do have cancer? Can you afford to cover them, to help them at $50 a month?
Yeah, we can help. We get a lot of medicines wholesale, sometimes even saving people more than the cost of the membership just on their medicines. But we still can't control the cost of some medications, for example, cancer medications, things like that. And that's where, you know, we always recommend people have insurance. But for the ones that can't afford any insurance at all, and we have about 30% of our patients are uninsured, they find that they get more care than they were ever able to get, even at the safety net clinics, for less cost. And again, they can use us whenever and wherever they need.
Well, let's bring in Devin Leonard now. He's the Bloomberg Businessweek reporter who wrote about this new low-cost concierge care. His piece is entitled The Cash-Only Doctors Club, and he joins us from the microphone at the Bloomberg Newsroom in New York. Devin, first of all, remind us of the history here. This all started with high-cost concierge care.
No, absolutely. I think that's what's really interesting, and that's what we chronicle in the, you know, in the piece. This started in the mid-90s. There was a doctor named Howard Marin who decided to, as it break away from his practice where he had 3,000 patients, which isn't out of the ordinary for most primary care doctors. And he and a partner decided to limit the number of patients they could take to 50 patients each, and they charged $25,000 per family. And it was marketed as a very, very elite service, for the super wealthy. And it's just interesting that, you know, almost two decades later, the profession has changed. So now, in some cases, doctors like the ones at AtlasMD are charging $50 a month for most of their adult patients. So it's a big evolution within, you know, the concierge medicine practice. And I think a lot of the concierge doctors like Dr. Doug or Dr. Josh don't really like that term all that much either, because they don't necessarily want to be associated with the super high-end doctors.
Yeah, that's Devin Leonard, Bloomberg Businessweek reporter, who's writing about this so-called low-cost concierge care practiced by Dr. Doug Nonnemaker, who charges his 500 or so patients $50 a month for unlimited care. By the way, there's also a franchise model, Florida-based MDVIP. They have 580 doctors in 40 states who charge an annual fee of $1,650. We've got questions here and now. Welcome back. We're talking about low-cost concierge care. This is primary care doctors who stop taking insurance and instead charge patients a low monthly fee for unlimited care. And we're speaking with Dr. Doug Nonnemaker of AtlasMD in Wichita, Kansas. They charge most of their 500 or so patients $50 a month for all the visits and tests they need. And Dr. Doug says at least one company in his area has saved money and avoided layoffs by switching employees to a high-deductible catastrophic insurance for their major medical needs, but then these employees sign up with Dr. Doug's $50 a month plan for office care. We're also speaking with Devin Leonard, who wrote a recent cover story about this trend for Bloomberg Businessweek. So, Devin, what impact is low-cost concierge care having on healthcare? How many doctors are opting for this?
Well, here's what we know. There's 4,400 concierge doctors in the United States right now. That's 30% more than there were last year. So it's growing. What's driving it is that a lot of primary care doctors who are, you know, are in one or two or three person practices, they're having a hard time making ends meet. They make an average of $160,000 a year, and yet they have to pay per doctor about $83,000 to deal with insurance companies. So that's basically to get paid. Typically, that translates into, you know, three or four administrative assistants per doctor.
So doctors are opting out. What does that do to the industry that so many primary care doctors might be considering this?
Well, I think you could say it's good for doctors and it's good for their patients. I think that there is a potential negative effect because concierge doctors typically see many fewer patients than their traditional primary care doctors do. You know, the average traditional primary care doctor has, you know, more than 3,000 active patients, and typically a concierge doctor will see about 600 patients, and that's why they're able to do house calls. That's why they're able to answer all cell phones on the weekend.
Well, that does raise the question, though. You say it's good for the doctors and their patients, but it's good for the patients they select. You know, there seems to be some criticism, and maybe I should bring back Dr. Doug in here, that when doctors can select the patients that they meet with, you might select out the people who are sicker, the elderly. And is that true, Dr. Doug?
Well, it's interesting. That's the main counterpoint that we hear. And actually, my father is a hospital CEO, and when he was getting his master's in public health administration about 35 years ago, his master's thesis was about how in 10 years we would have socialized medicine. His main concern is exactly that. If you're taking less patients, if you have one-fifth as many patients as a standard primary care doctor, that's going to increase the disparity of trying to access care. My counterpoint to that is that forcing physicians currently, I mean, yeah, the average is anywhere from 2,500 to 4,000 patients per doctor. Anytime you force doctors to see more and more patients, care, of course, takes a hit. You can either do quality or you can do quantity.
So you're
saying
you
can do both.
But is it true that there's a better quality of care with this low-cost concierge care? It looks like some of them are claiming some statistics that they have, you know, fewer emergency room visits, for instance.
Absolutely. Quliance, which is a bigger company, they're in the Seattle area. They have, you know, several offices, but they're keeping many more people out of emergency rooms, keeping many more people from needing to see specialists. And I think the other thing, though, that's important to mention is that the model that's of a little more concern is companies that go around and convince older doctors to shed a lot of their patients for the ones who can pay. And so that leaves a lot of patients with no place to go.
You know, I had one other point, actually. Currently, we're burning physicians out quicker than we can make them. It takes about 11 years of training, and within 2 years, two of my classmates quit, burnt out within 2 years. If I can show young pre-medical students and medical students that I can run a fully functioning and very satisfying family medicine practice by only seeing 500 or 600 patients, then I can actually reinvigorate the specialty and help to fix the problem of that patient disparity.
Devin Leonard of Bloomberg Businessweek, you know, there is concern of a shortage of primary care physicians. Do you think these low-cost concierge care practices help with that problem or add to it?
Well, the shortage in primary care doctors, that started at least, you know, a decade ago. Ultimately, the only way you're going to fix the doctor shortage is to get more doctors to do this. And I think this is definitely, you know, legitimate way to try to draw more doctors into primary care. The question is, how soon is it going to happen?
Well, and Dr. Doug, also, at $50 a month, I'm trying to do some math here, don't you have to really increase the number of your patients in order to make the kind of money you said you want to make? We should say you're somewhat of a libertarian. Your business is named Atlas MD. It's after Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged. You've said you want to be a part of the 1%, but in order to do that, you want to serve as many of the rest of the percent as you can, the 99%. Don't you have to then add so many patients at $50 a month to get yourself up to that practice that you envision, that you're back where you started with a lot of patients?
Yeah, no, we have an ultimate cutoff of about 500 to 600 patients. And if you do just real simple math, 50 times 600 for a year is 360,000. If you look
with very few costs.
With very few costs. Of course, I can add more patients and make more money, but ultimately there comes a time that more patients means less time per patient, and you're in that bind. So we set an ultimate limit that we will not cross.
And Devin, what are others saying about this? We heard Dr. Doug say that he agrees. You know, the biggest question is, well, what do you do when there's more than the sniffles for that $50 a month? And he agrees that this kind of low-cost concierge should be coupled with low-cost insurance, but there should be insurance.
The average PPO insurance plan provided by an employer this year topped $21,000 for a family of four. I mean, that's a lot of money. Most people, you know, don't realize that they're paying that much because their employer still pays a lot of it. But that's one of the things that's driving up healthcare costs. I think the case can be made that combining this kind of primary care, where people pay for that out of their pockets, and they can purchase cheaper insurance, you know, that could help lower healthcare costs.
We're talking about low-cost concierge care with Devin Leonard of Bloomberg Businessweek magazine and Dr. Doug Nunnemaker. His practice is Atlas MD, a family practice in Wichita, Kansas. They are low-cost direct pay, no insurance care. Gentlemen, thanks to both of you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So what do you think? Would you switch to a high deductible if you could add a low-cost concierge? Do you worry these doctors won't take the more sickly among us? Go to hearandnow.org. We would love to hear from you. Latest news is next.